has given to you for every single promise God has ever made. You will find so true. And though the fire and the waters may come, they will not hinder you. Remember today, my friend, and don't give up your dream. Don't turn loose of your vision. Will Roberts and I wrote that song together many years ago. Don't give up your dream. This book that I'm sending to you this week is called 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success. It's book 348. Plus, I have another gift for you, and I'll tell you about shortly. First, I want to pray for three things in your life. Mike Murdoch here, 78-year-old, world evangelist, pastor of the Wisdom Center Church, and loving God with all my heart. Three things I want to pray. First, for a new passion for the Bible. Three chapters a day and five on Sunday take you through the whole Bible in 1 year. For many years, I've read 40 chapters a day so I could go through the Bible once a month. It takes 56 hours to read your Bible through. The Bible is the wisdom of God, according to Deuteronomy 4. It's His wisdom. I have a book called The Wisdom Topical Bible, 366 pages, and I've got the key scriptures to the most important 365 topics in the dictionary. I went through the Bible four times, and I found the scriptures for you. It's beautiful gold, and it's my gift to you. My gift to you for any seed you want to sow into our ministry, whatever it is. Let me say again, the book, absolutely free, book 348, 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success. I'm going to come back and share more. What are the three most important things to your success world? Number one is your difference. What makes you unlike everybody else around you? What do you love to talk about? What do you love to know about? Where is your difference? It may be that you can repair cars. It may be that you write songs like me. Mick Jagger has used my music in his movies. I don't know. I really don't know. But you know. What do you love to read about? Let me talk about your assignment in this time together. My eyes see. My ears hear. Wisdom key. Everything created has a divine purpose and an assignment on the earth. Everything created has a divine purpose and an assignment on the earth. My hands reach. My mouth speaks. My ears hear. My feet walk. What is your assignment? What's the one word that would be linked to you? Everybody talks about the wisdom world of Mike Murdoch. I love that phrase. My wisdom world. I have 13,000 books I bought. I gave them away a few weeks ago. 13,000 books I bought. Why? I have a passion for wisdom. I went to the Evelyn Woods speed reading course to learn how to read over 3,000 words a minute. I'm a speed reader, and I made 90% on 3,400 words reading. 3,400 words a minute. That's kind of fast, but I wanted to learn. Let's talk about your assignment. Jeremiah 1 says that your assignment or your purpose is, Miles Monroe, my longtime friend, used to say, my purpose, my purpose, my purpose. You can live a lifetime and never know the distinction of God in your life. Did you know that? You can live a lifetime. A lifetime. A lifetime. What you love is a clue to what you want to learn about. If you love something, you will be able to learn about that. Your assignment is geographical. You don't belong everywhere. Jesus did not do well in Nazareth, so he went to Capernaum. 1 Kings 17, God told Elijah, I'm not bringing any more food here to the brook. Walk 85 miles to the pool where the lady is, Zarephath. And he went 85 miles to her house because there's a place where you will be celebrated and not tolerated. There's a place where you will be celebrated and not tolerated. When you're where you belong, the reward of favor will flow over your life. When you're where you belong, there's favor. Wisdom key, favor is the confirmation you are where you belong. Let me say it again. Favor, honor. Honor is the confirmation you are in the city you belong. You're in the job you belong, where you're honored. Jesus said in one place, if you go to a town and the leaders are disrespectful, he said to shake the dust off your feet and go to another city. He said, if you're in someone's home and they don't show you honor, shake the dust off your feet. Family, you don't belong everywhere. Billy Graham illustration. He is celebrated when he goes to Australia. And he writes his close friend, Oral Roberts, and says, Oral, you're going to love Australia. They have treated me like a king. Oh, you're going to love it. The newspapers are here taking pictures of the crowds. And Dr. Roberts could not wait to go to Australia. But when he got there, the hatred spewed out like a volcano. The Australian newspapers had a hatred toward the healing ministry of Oral Roberts. He was brokenhearted. It really affected him for months. They accepted Billy Graham. They hated Oral Roberts. Stay with me here. I spent hours and days with Oral Roberts. We've covered these things. Listen carefully. Your assignment is to solve a problem for somebody. Is there a problem closest to you? It was the secret in Joseph's diary. I hope you've read my book. He woke up one morning in the prison, and the butler and the baker were weeping. And he said, fellas, what's wrong? We had a dream. And Joseph said, God uses me. God uses me in dreams. Know how God chooses to use you. The rest is history. He told them their dream and was called to Pharaoh's house. And he became number two in the nation of Egypt. Your assignment has 14 seasons. If you've read my book, The Law of Recognition, it has a season of isolation. So you only hear God's voice. Has a season of favor. Has a season of learning. You're not born qualified for your assignment. Moses was born to be the leader of Israel, but he wasn't born qualified. You become qualified. What are three keys to knowing your assignment? One is joy. Joy is the reward for being in the right place at the right time. Second is opportunity. Joseph saw an opportunity. Ruth saw an opportunity to stay close to Naomi. Third is reputation. Ruth knocked on the bedroom door of Boaz and said, I'm available, dude, I'm available. Probably not those words. That's a Murdoch phrase. He said, what on earth are you doing in my bedroom? And she says, my mother-in-law Naomi told me I need to tell you that we have a custom in our country here that if a woman's husband's died, the closest kin person can take her in, and I'm available. Boaz is in shock, and he looks at her and he says, I know all about you. Listen to these words. He said, I know all about you. Everybody says that you treat your mother-in-law better than seven sons would treat their mother. It's rare that a younger woman treat elderly women good. Don't know why. I have four sisters. I'm 78 years old, been preaching in 92 countries for 58 years. Very few elderly women are treated with respect. One of the things that impressed me when I married my woman, my beautiful, beautiful Christina, from Brazil, is her and her mother were close. And her mother and her mother and her grandmother, the three of them were intercessors in Brazil. I've got a phenomenal woman of God who walks beside me in the ministry. She's pure genius. She really is. She was a lawyer for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. A lawyer for the Supreme Court, Chief Justice in Brasilia. But she got along with her mother. Boaz looks at Ruth and said, everybody's talking about you. I want to stop for a moment. Somebody watching me is very lonely, and you hate being single. I feel it in the Holy Spirit. God wants you married. You're not supposed to be single. God made you for... There's a woman watching me, maybe a man too, but I see a woman watching me right now. And I really feel led to ask the Lord to give you a 120-day miracle. Holy Spirit, we were made. You said two are better than one. A threefold cord's not easily broken. Lord, there's a lady watching me right now that's been in deep sorrow through her loneliness. Oh, Father, would you bring her the right man in 120 days from this prayer today? Give her a miracle and give her a testimony. And let it be a man who reverences your presence, a man who loves church, a man who reads the Bible, who believes the Bible. Father, in 120 days, let her meet him and discern him, and let him discern her glorious difference from other people. Amen. Amen. Sorry, sometimes I just feel so stirred, and God will show me pictures, family. And I don't want you to be alone. I was alone 42 years, so I understand that. But there's a lady watching right now. I'm asking God for 120 days from the time you see this little time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I've asked the Lord for partners who would sow a $66 seed called Bible 66. On the screen, you're going to see a telephone number. I'm asking the Lord for 66 new partners in the next 30 days who would join Bible 66. If you feel led to do that, I want to pray over your life. There are 66 books in the Bible. Bible 66 is a seed of honor that we sow once a month to spread the gospel in 92 countries. I need your support. I treasure your support. I want you to do this for at least 3 months. If you can do it for 12, wonderful. But I'm asking 66 people watching me now for 3 months to set aside a $66 seed for 3 months. Test the harvest promise. Test it. Father, I have asked you for 66 who will sow a $66 seed for 90 days in honor of the Bible. I ask you to reveal your harvest. Let financial protection, financial endorsements come, financial opportunities, but especially I ask you to also give them 3 people in the next 3 months to show them uncommon financial favor for your glory. Amen. There's a phone number on the screen. I want you to call that number 24/7, anytime, day or night, and just say, Brother Mike, tell my assistant I want to be one of the 66 joining Bible 66. It's a $66 seed in honor of the 66 books in the Bible. Would you do that? I want to tell you a miracle in just a moment. Book 216 is almost 400 pages of the Wisdom Topical Bible. You cannot buy this Bible in any bookstore in the world. You cannot buy this in any bookstore in the world. I'm giving this to celebrate any seed that you plant today. Any seed that you plant. Just say, I want book 216. Any seed, whatever the seed is, at any level, ask for book 216, the Wisdom Topical Bible. And now my miracle story. I was in a Jimmy Swaggart banquet in Los Angeles. He asked everybody to sow a $500 seed. And I went up to him, I said, Jim, I don't have $500, but I do have 500 record albums in my garage. If I send these 500 record albums I've made, you can sell them for $1 and you'll get you $500. Sell them for $6, you get $3,000. I liked Jimmy Swaggart, and he's easy to know, very open, very direct. If he doesn't like something, he'll tell you. I spend nights in his home. He said, Michael, I appreciate that, Michael. And I shipped to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 500 record albums for Jimmy Swaggart. Didn't have any cash. I sold what I had. He featured that album in his monthly newsletter called The Evangelist. And suddenly, friendships, popped up all over the United States. Friendships. Preachers asked me to preach all over 30 states in the United States. Churches opened up to me. From one $500 seed. I call it the friendship seed because it made me more friends. I want to pray for 8 people. 8's the number of new beginnings. I'm going to ask the Lord for 8 people who will sow a $500 seed during the next 30 days. You'll know who you are. I want to pray over that $500 seed. You say, well, that's not a big seed. It was for me. So it's all that I had. It's everything I had. There's a friendship 500. Don't delay it. Don't delay it. Father, I may never discuss this again on TV. This may be the only time I ever talk about it. 8's the number of new beginnings. I ask you for 8 seeds of $500 to help me on my radio ministry in Jerusalem, Israel, to help me on my TV. Your sheep know your voice. I don't know who the eight people are, but the $500 seed is going to unlock a river of relationship, and it's going to change the world. Like it changed mine. Amen. I don't know why I'm only asking for 8 people. 8's the number of new beginnings. But if you're one of them, please go to the phone and say, tell Brother Mike, I'm one of the 8 people. And in the next 30 days or so, I'm going to send him $500. You can sow it through Cash App. Notice Cash App on the screen. We'll send you a letter. We'll send you an acknowledgement, etc. A lot of people love to sow through the phone texting. One lady told me it was the easiest way to sow. There's a preacher that sows through Zelle. Is it Zelle? Is that the name of it? Zelle, and said it was the easiest way she could sow. My favorite way is PayPal. Because I get to write you back and you get to write me a letter. Cash App is just, there it is. But I really like to know more about you. If you have a choice and you see my box number there, Colleyville, Texas, 27,000 in my little town here. This $500 seat's kind of, it's big for somebody. There's somebody watching me that $500 is not easy. Father, when I sold my 500 albums, I didn't have any cash. I had no savings. I did not know that over 30 states in the United States would give me open doors. Father, there's a young preacher watching me right now that this $500 seed could be the connection, the golden connection. To many churches. Amen. I really feel like this $500 seed is a connection seed. It's golden. That's so funny. When I gave my 500 albums to Jim, I thought that was real crazy. And I came back home and I pushed them together and shipped them to his house in Baton Rouge, never knowing that my 500 record albums. By the way, there's somebody that the Lord has spoken to sow a different kind of seed. I don't know what it is. Maybe a used car. Could be a watch or a ring. I've given away watches and rings. All I know is that when I open my hands, my Father opens his windows. There's a tither to our ministry that is not yet seen. A great harvest, and I feel led to pray. A lady wrote me the other day and said, Pastor Mike, I've been tithing, but I'm not seeing the miracles. Father, Tithe is the loudest voice in the heavens. You said when we give you 10% of our income that you would open your windows of heaven. You'd also stop our enemies. There's somebody tithing this week that's had an adversary in their family. Would you please protect them? Father, accept our tithe today. Restored, returning back to you. And you know how to do miracles. Amen. Amen. Let me say again. If you're sowing $100 or more, I'm sending you 100 of my books on the ebook reader. If you're sowing $100 or more, I'm sending you $100 books on my ebook reader. Any phone call, anyone that wants it, ask for book 348, 10 Master Keys to Uncommon Success. Any seed at all. I hope you don't get mixed up. I'm talking too much. I'm sending you the 400-page The Wisdom Topical Bible. It's gorgeous. Just ask for book 216. I love you. Can't wait to hear from you.
Become a Harvest 100 partner today. Sow your monthly seed of $100 for the next 12 months. Your seed of $100 makes it possible for 100,000 homes to hear the Word of God through television. Upon your immediate sowing of the first $100 seed, Dr. Murdoch is excited to expedite to you the Mike Murdoch eBook Library as a special gift of appreciation. This modern e-reader tablet is preloaded with Dr. Murdoch's inaugural 100 books, featuring Wisdom for Winning, Dream Seeds, The God Book, The Blessing Bible, Wisdom for Crisis Times, The Making of a Champion, and so many more. Focus your harvest seed of $100 every month for the next 12 months. Your seed will empower 100,000 households to hear the Word of God through television. Call the number on your screen today and say, I am one of the 100. We are looking forward to seeing you again next time as we share more Wisdom Keys with Mike Murdoch.